fun. A variety of speeches for different occasions.
Quiet, everyone, please. Quiet. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I've been asked to say a few words about good old Stan, who, as you know, is leaving us after 37 years in the invoicing department. 37 years is a lot of time to give to invoicing, but I think we'd all agree that Stan hasn't wasted a minute of those 37 years. It's been an honour to work with you, Stan, and we've bought you this beautiful carriage clock to say thank you for all your hard work. It's engraved too. It says, "Enjoy your retirement, Stan." We'll send you the invoice for the clock next week, mate. No, seriously, let's get drinking. It's your round, Stan. Mine's a large scotch.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. This is too much. Thank you. Thank you so much. After 36 years in the business, I think I've earned this. I really do. There are so many people to thank. All my colleagues, of course. David, Grace, Marilyn, Bob, Leonardo, John, Jack, Merrill, Gwyneth, and especially Larry. Dear Larry. Without whom none of this would ever have happened. Our managing director, Stephen. We love you, Stephen. We really do. I must also say a big thank you to Kira, my immediate supervisor. Kira, you're the best. But I really can't finish without sending all my love to my husband, Max. He's here tonight, as you know, and I know he'll be as proud as I am. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and before I forget, my Persian cat, Daphne. I miss you, darling, but I know you're looking down from cat heaven tonight and purring with delight that Mommy's finally won the big one. I'm just so proud that I've been given quick-fitting carpet salesperson of the month. Oh, no. I think I'm going to cry.
And then there was the time that Tommy woke up on the 6:47 to Norwich, dressed in a gorilla costume and handcuffed to a goat. How many pints had it been that night, Tommy? 200 or 300? No, seriously. Tommy's a very lucky man. June is a wonderful girl who'll be a wonderful wife. And you know what they always say, third time lucky? You have told June about Jenny and Daniela, haven't you, Tommy? Anyway, all that remains for me to do is to ask you all to raise your glasses and join me in a toast to the bride and groom. The bride and groom!
Well, I think I should start by thanking you all for coming tonight. Especially when the weather's been so terrible. I think we can all agree that the party chairman has given us a jolly fine dinner, and I won't spoil the evening by taking up too much of your time. I'm just as keen as the rest of you to hear Miss Marion Tisdale sing a selection of gems from Broadway musicals. However, I would just like to say a few words first. And I mean only a few words. In short, I'll try to be brief. This is not the time for equivocating and beating around the bush. It's the time for straight talking and clear messages. I know you don't want to listen to me going on and on. You want me to spit it out and tell the truth. And so I shall. Well, as you know, we first started 5 years ago in the department over.